engine monitoring.
KN4 TFW.
Ken, how are you this morning? How's the trip in? It's been kind of quiet.
Fridays are kind of quiet these days. But the trip's been good. Traffic's a little busy, but not bad.
David and I had a short QSO over coffee a few minutes after 5. Other than that, nobody else has been on the repeater till now.
I catch Patrick usually about every other Friday when he goes to eat breakfast with his son. And Andrew, it just depends on if he's driving his truck or not.
I heard when Patrick's going back to work. I guess I ought to text him here and see what's going on.
God, I know that he stopped doing the tool truck, so I don't know what his plans are now.
You can do it. Retirement's the way to go.
He's got quite a few years left to retire.
One of the best things I've ever done. I did it 7 years ago. I'm loving it.
I'm 65 now, and I'll probably do my full draw in 27, and then maybe work one more year after that.
I decided back there, I actually retired at 62, because I had some good retirement funds elsewhere, so I wasn't worried about a little bit Social Security, but I started looking at ages and how long it'd take to make up the difference between 62 and 65 and how many guys die within a couple years after retiring, that kind of stuff. And I thought, man, I think I'll enjoy my last few years rather than sitting there working and worrying about money. Plus, nobody wants to hire 65-year-old software developers anyway. They want the young guys. They can pay them less and abuse them.
I decided to stay because at 62, it cuts your payments by like 40%. And I'm just trying to make it to where if something happened to me, Mama could make it by herself.
In that, I got my main retirement funds, which, are outside of Social Security. I got Mama to take care of until the day she dies, even if she is, lasts longer than I do. Oh, gosh, you got plans for the weekend?
Elton, at least on Saturday, and helped the son want to put a 10x12 roof over part of the deck. So I think that's what's on the agenda.
I thought about putting a roof over the back deck, but I got the screened-in front porch out there, so I haven't gotten around to it. I just sit on the front porch and enjoy that. It
take long just to do a 10x12 anyway.
Get too much of a chunk out of your weekend. I don't know. We may run up to, want to go up to Jeter Mount before they close down, get some apples and stuff. I was thinking about doing that on the weekend, but Chris says, go during the middle of the week. They're open in the middle of the week too, and there won't be as many people there. Try to work it around doctor's appointments and that kind of stuff. So there'll be 4 MKH for ID purposes.
During the week, it's probably going to be a little bit better. KN4 TFW.
NXY.
Hi, David. Good to hear you in there. How's that second cup of coffee?
I'm doing good. I'm doing my healthy eating this morning. I'm doing yogurt.
Ain't nothing wrong with trying to be healthy, but I heard it said one time you can die happy or healthy. Your choice.
That old joke about what do you want them to say at your memorial service, and they come back with, hey, look, he's moving. Anyway, I'm not in too bad a shape for my age. I'm 69 years old, and I got more health problems than anyway, skip all that junk. I'm doing what I can to stay active and have a good time and, like you said, enjoy life. But I kind of interrupted y'all's conversation. I just want to jump in there and tell everybody good morning. KF4NXY.
Up to anything, anytime. Just come on in here. KN4KFW.
GEG. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Right, good to hear you in here. KN4TFW.
W4MKH.
Good KF4NXY.
Morning. I heard you, Dave, say you're on your first cup of coffee and eating healthy.
Yes, sir. First cup of coffee and cup of yogurt and dreaming about bacon and eggs and pancakes. All the stuff I ate when I was young. Anyway, y'all go ahead.
Get out from work.
Can't get away from work, can we?
We're not lucky like David and Marshall on that. I could retire now, but I'm going to do a couple more years anyway.
I go before I retire.
Doing, you know, it's not a big deal to work a couple more years. When I decided to retire, it was getting hard to find consulting jobs because I worked remotely the last 13 years of my career. And, you know, it was just easier. I kind of got burnt out on the profession, and I'm going to take the easy money.
Over here, so it's low stress on that, so I'll probably stick around a while. But I'm rolling down to the gates. I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody, and everybody have an awesome, safe weekend, and I'll catch you guys back here on Monday, KN4TFW.
73 to you. Have a great weekend. Don't do something stupid like falling off that roof, bud. We'll see you on Monday.
Again, KF4NXY.
Again, KR4GEG. I can get some time today to finish studying. I'm thinking about going and taking my extra test on Saturday down at the Red Cross.
Well, my idea, you'll get to meet some of the people from the local club, I don't know you extremely well, but I got a feeling you're not going to have a lot of trouble with that test.
I got a little bit more to do before I feel comfortable with it, but if I can get some time today and tomorrow morning before the test, I think I'll feel all right to go and try.
Been taking the practice test, and you've been hitting 80% fairly consistently, then, you know, you got it made.
Well, I did for the first two, so we'll see what happens.
I got a feeling you'll have that little whatever in you, / AG or something. Anyway, you'll have a new shorter call sign. Marshall, don't want to leave him out there, and I'll be back in a little while. KF4NXY.
KR4GEG.
KH. Yeah, I'm just sitting here checking out the news off the internet and listening right now. David, you have a good one if we don't talk to you. We'll catch you again on Monday.
Have a great weekend, and I'll catch you Monday. KF4NXY.